Howie, do you need me to go to hit the mute button?
Nope, I'll do that in a moment on my side, too. Figure out, leave it open just for a second and welcome everyone. Welcome everyone. This is Howie Schwartz. This is going to be a fun call. This is Ask Me Any Traffic Question That You Like. And the way that you ask questions is by using the instant teleseminar page that you guys are on right now. I see right now I have 88 questions right now. So we have a lot to go through. Obviously, a lot of these are similar, and some people entered in a question twice, so I'll summarize everything. But if you have any traffic questions, now is your time. Go to the Instant Teleseminar page and type it in. You have two options to participate. You can either listen live on your phone, or you can listen live on the webcast. So either way that you'd prefer to listen, but you have to use the Instant Teleseminar page to go in there and ask questions. So let's see where everyone's from today. I see people from questions all over the place. Just everyone say hi.
Hello. Hi.
Atlanta. That's a lot of people. Call out some cities and states, and let's see if anyone's from different countries. I see some people from Australia on the line. You guys are from nowhere? I scared everybody. Ha. Anyone from not within the United States here today? Not yet. Okay, good. It must be on the webcast. I'm seeing lots of people from Australia. So hang on 1 second. Let me mute the lines, and we're going to start up.
You want to go?
Okay, welcome everyone again. This is Howie Schwartz, and today is going to be a lot of fun. This is the open question call. Ask me any question that you like. I would anticipate this call runs probably about 75 minutes, so 1 hour and 15 minutes if you needed to schedule it. And again, the way you ask questions is on the Instant Teleseminar page, where you're either listening to the webcast right now or where you retrieved your phone number from. This is the spot and the process where you type in a question and give me your name and your location. And I'm going to go through and answer them, and I'm going to try to answer everyone. So I don't think I need to do an intro on this call. You guys all know who I am, and Dr. Mike, who would typically join me on a call like this, is actually taking a much-deserved vacation for a few days. So he's in Vegas probably losing some money while we're here working. So here we go. So William Hunter from Woodstock. General question on getting on the teleseminar. Never mind, he's on there, so we're good. Okay, I'm just going to be going through and summarizing these questions. Okay, so Jim from Chicago. I've been busting my ass, you could fill out the rest, for almost 2 years now. When does it shift and all make sense? I've been creating sites, writing articles, running ads, Squidoo forums, with many different affiliate products. Everything is marginal at best. How do I take this to the next level? That's a great question, Jim from Chicago. And I think there's a few things, and I will answer questions personally, and then I'll also, we'll try to kind of generalize it so the whole group can benefit from it also. I think the main thing is that maybe you're hopping around a little too much. And I think the key thing is to start with one focused niche, see some success in that focused niche, and then rinse, wash, repeat, or whatever the order of that is. I never get that part right. I think the problem is people start to test, and they'll throw a whole bunch of stuff against the wall, and they'll see a little success here, a little success there, but they haven't really learned why things are working. And if you don't know why something is working, you don't know how to repeat it. And even worse than that, you don't know what's not working. And much of what we do in marketing, I think, I know Seth, I've read this from Seth Godin, and I know a lot of other people have said this before too, is, 80% of advertising and marketing is wasted. So, how do we know what the 20% that we focus on? So if you're not testing, and if you're not starting with one focused niche or one focused goal, you're not going to know what's happening, and you might see some lackluster results or, a little bit of money from all of these different things, but nothing that's going to scale. So I'm a big fan of starting over. Just focus on one niche and pay attention. Track everything. Install Google Analytics. It's free. Pay attention to the keywords on your site that people are driving, search engines are driving to you. Pay attention to what is generating conversions. You need to start tracking and learning how to track, and you need to just slow things down. And if you've been running this for 2 years, it sounds like you're probably running too many different affiliate programs, too many different niches. Just pick one niche, one affiliate program, test everything. And then the things that are working and the things that are marginal, you'll know. And my other general comment, and you're going to hear me say this a lot on this call today, is keep a business journal. You need to have a business journal that records everything that you do and everything that you're learning, both good and bad. And we will learn things. We're going to make mistakes. I mean, this happens on a regular basis. I mean, I don't care how long you've been doing this. I'm always either making a mistake or screwing something up, or, you find something just miraculous in there that you never saw before just by looking at your analytics or log files. So I think for people who have been doing this for a while, wow, we just broke 110 questions. Wow. Wash, rinse, repeat. Thank you, William. That's William Grigson. Thank you. It's wash, rinse, repeat. I always get the order of that wrong. Start from a focused standpoint. Track and test everything. Write it down in your business journal, and then repeat the things that are working and learn what's not being as effective for you. I think if you start over from one niche, you'll start to see some more success. That was a little bit of a long answer, but I think it summarizes a lot of the general sort of business questions that I'm seeing here, well beyond just traffic things. So it's not traffic. It's not, having articles or ads or Squidoo or forms. It's a focus issue and a testing issue. Okay. Jim from Columbus. Where do you get your information to generate the free reports, which have affiliate links based on surveys that you asked potential clients for? Okay, this is related to the online profit workshop PDF and content that I publish and the videos that I put out for everyone. And I generate my free reports very simply. I'll just pull some basic content to answer people's questions about the niche. And I'll start off with a very basic report, and the way that I expand upon that is that I actually go in and survey my users, as you saw me talk about, and I take those surveys and then develop a sort of a fatter report, a more complete report, and actually turn that into an information product that I'm typically going to sell. So to start with, I take a look at things such as Yahoo Answers. I look at BoardTracker, BoardTracker.com, which is a forum meta search engine. So if you look at Yahoo Answers and BoardTracker, you'll see the type of questions and problems people are having related to your niche. So I generate a very simple free report, typically have it outsourced, based on those problems and questions people have. And then I pay attention to the surveys that I run when I'm starting my test campaigns that I showed you in the free videos that I put out over the past 2 weeks. And then I will actually go through and use those survey results and actually build information products from. Okay, John from Boston. Okay, I'm just reading through this. When getting targeted traffic, is there any option other than a free line offer? Are surfers really this stupid and greedy? Ha, ha, ha. That's a great point. When it comes to building a list, yeah, you need to give something. Seth Godin, you'll hear me probably talk a lot about him on this call, and you'll hear me going to be talking about him all summer long. He's my favorite marketing author. He has a wonderful blog that I read every day. But also, I've started rereading all of his marketing books, starting from the 1999 Permission Marketing, on my Amazon Kindle, which is a really cool ebook reader. So you're going to hear me spend a lot of time talking about Seth Godin all summer. So he talks about permission marketing. So you need to give someone a valid reason to give you their permission to contact them, such as email address or capturing a full lead. So, yeah, you need some sort of free line to get someone opt-in. If you're just running a direct sales page or AdSense or something, then you don't need a free line offer. And free line is what the StomperNet concept is, and Eben Pagan used it in his recent launch. And, we see it across most marketers today. And it's what I did, 2 weeks ago with my workshop videos. You give a lot of videos, you give some PDFs, and then you entice people to register, and then hopefully they like the content, and then hopefully they'll be willing to become paid customers. But, yeah, if you want to collect leads, then you do need to give them something in trade for that permission. Keith from London, so glad we have some people from Europe calling in. Where do I start? There are so many traffic sources to try and master. That's a great point. We start from the beginning with focus. If I was starting over today, here's what I would do. I'd write one article. First I'd pick one niche. I'd build one landing page. I would generate one article for that. I'd either write it myself, typically, if you're just starting out, so we're not even worrying about outsourcing at this point. See some questions here. Dr. Mike and I just launched outsourcingstepbystep.com, so if you want to learn about outsourcing, you could actually try that initial audio for $1. So I would suggest checking that out. It's my favorite topic is about outsourcing, so I think you'll have some fun on that content, and many of you saw the outsourcing step-by-step link in the email today to get onto this call, so I would suggest after this call that you do spend some time there. But assuming since you're just starting out, you're not outsourcing, write one article about your landing page and your resource box, link back to the landing page, so that way you're driving traffic back to it, and then I would create one Squidoo lens for free and write a little bit about the niche and link back again to that landing page. And I would go to WordPress.com. That's a free blog host. It is different than the WordPress that you would install on your own domain and run a blog. This is a blog network for free where you don't have to worry about hosting or domains. So you'd create an account there and you'd start blogging about what your topic is and linking back to your landing page. And the key is you don't only blog once, you blog on a regular basis. You don't only add one simple module to Squidoo, you add multiple write modules over time and you write new content. On your articles, you don't just do one article. You do an article a week or an article every 2 weeks based on what your timing is. You have to be consistent. So you forget about the fact that there's so many traffic sources. You pick the three most stable for me, which I just gave you. I just gave you my blueprint, an article. And then more articles on an ongoing schedule, a Squidoo lens, building content to a Squidoo lens, and a free blog host on WordPress.com, and add blog posts on a regular basis, daily if you can. You will start to build traffic that way in a focused stance. We obviously have a lot more tactics like that through more article submissions and press releases and video submissions and conversation domination strategies to dominate the search engines with Web 2.0 properties. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But if I was just starting out, my friend Keith in London, that is exactly what I would do. Okay, guys, we are at the 136 question mark. Keep typing them in. This is your shot, guys. Alrighty, let's go here. Jeff Scuba in Macau. I probably did not pronounce your name right. I apologize. Macau, that's location I haven't seen lately on a call, so welcome. How do I drive targeted traffic that converts into sales to my two-week-old website? The topic is, you know what, I'm not going to call out your niche on the call, but so we'll generalize it. The topic is a website, the ebook. It's an ebook in the health field, so she's selling an ebook related in the health field. So, okay. What you want to do first is, before worrying about generating traffic, you need to understand the intent of the searcher, and you need to understand what keywords are going to convert. So I'm going to suggest running an AdWords test and making sure you're tracking at a keyword level, and just try to get people to opt in and do a survey exactly like I was showing in my free line content for Online Profit Workshop. That's really that format where we go through, we run some general AdWords, we invest a little money, and it could be even $50. You can run a campaign. Sometimes if it's a more competitive niche, maybe you need to spend a little bit more per click to generate the number of results that you'd like. But the key is to start with understanding the keywords that are going to search. The mistake that I see everyone make is that they're picking the wrong keywords. They're picking browsing keywords and not buying keywords. The concept of a buying keyword is the definition, the true definition of the long tail of search, where what we do is we actually make sense that we track what people are actually going to search for when they're ready to buy. I don't want browsers. I want buyers. Traffic means nothing. I don't care about traffic. I don't even care about rankings. I only care about traffic and rankings for keywords that convert. Today, I generate 1/300th, 1/3,000th, I don't know, a ridiculous number less of the amount of traffic that I used to, and I make 3 times the amount of money. I get less traffic, I do less work, and I make more money. Kind of why we're all on this call, right? And for me, I'm all about, at this point, not marketing keywords that I have not tested or that you know I'm not pretty sure that are going to convert into sales. So you need to start with testing and start understanding the intent of the searcher. Put yourself in their shoes. Get in their mind. understand really what they're typing that is going to generate a lead for you or a sale. So that's where you start. And then targeted traffic comes, because typically the keywords that are going to convert at that level are the long tail ones. They're multi-word phrases. There's keyword modifiers like a location or buy or research on top of it. So it could be buy HD Radio Pioneer X1212, right? That keyword has a lot of words in it. That's really not a ton of competing pages. You can rank very well for that very quickly. And guess what? That is a buying key phrase. So you got to start, you got to flip the question around and start with, how do I pick keywords and conversations that are worth marketing to start with? Then you build traffic the other way. So I think that's the challenge, is we're doing this upside down. Okay, Scott from Austin, Texas. Hey, Scott, I'm going to be in Austin next week. Make sure you hang on the call, because you're going to hear about what we're actually doing in Austin next week in a little bit. So, okay, if you were in the network marketing, in a network marketing company, how would you use your expertise to drive people to it? In this economy, people are looking for an extra $500 plus, so no matter, usually does, okay, I'm sorry, so plus, they're looking for an extra $500. So network marketing usually does better in a down economy. I agree with you 100%. Most people really just want an extra $500 a month. The concept of, you know, the gurus and everyone saying, oh, I did 10 grand, 50 grand, $1 million, whatever. The average U.S. household only wants $500 an extra month. It's their car payments and their house payments. So that's really what everyone wants. And I agree with you 100%. And I do agree with you that network marketing is in a bullish time, even though we're in a recession in the United States. It will save them money on their phone bill. Exactly. I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. It's a niche that I am actively in right now that I'm working on, so I agree with you 100%. I would focus, again, on solving people's problems. I would focus on a relationship where you tell a story in network marketing. You need to tell a story. You need to tell your hardships or how, you know, a teenager's doing it or how you're paying for, you know, your parents' house or something. You have to start with a story. Again, it's not just about driving traffic. I'm well beyond that. I think I'm getting old. I had a call the other night with Keith Baxter. I think we're just – and it was his birthday the other night. He's a few years older than me. He's 37. I'm 34. So he's older than I am, and I can pick on him for it. But I even think Dr. Mike is older. So he's an old man. So when you see Dr. Mike, tell him he's an old man. He'll appreciate it. That's what he gets when he's in Vegas instead of on this call, right? Man, just Keith and I are both getting older, and we're just like, I don't care about traffic. All we care about is – keywords and markets and products that are actually going to convert. And all of the games and all of the tricks without that are just irrelevant. It's kind of funny where we've come from. So I would be telling a story, and it's something Keith was talking about the other night too. Tell a story. Build a relationship. I mean, look at what Frank Kern does. I mean, just build a relationship, especially in network marketing. You driving people to a generic squeeze page doesn't matter. You need to be doing video. Almost every niche, you need to be doing video. Go buy yourself a flip camera on Amazon. They're like $150. They're not high-quality video. You don't need that. Look at Kern stuff. Look at what's working on YouTube. It's amateur video. Get yourself a flip, and that's what I would be doing on there. And network marketing is a good niche in a recession. I agree with you 100%. If you can answer a second, if you can ask a second question, yes, you can, Scott and Austin. That's why we're doing this call. Let's see. You know what? That's specific on your website. I'm not going to be able to answer that one because I haven't checked out your site. So, again, we want to generalize the questions versus asking a specific URL, because I'm not sitting here checking URLs. I'm reading off. We're up to 163 questions, I think, something like that. So, wow. Okay. Okay, Joe from Kingwood. He is a new internet marketer. Well, welcome, Joe. You are on the right call, my friend. What is an eBay affiliate, and how do I take advantage of it to earn money as an affiliate? Okay. For eBay, they have an affiliate program. I outsource my whole life. So the eBay, and the reason why I'm saying that is eBay used to run their affiliate program through Commission Junction, CJ.com. They're moving to their own platform. I don't manage my own stuff. So I actually don't know if I've done that transition or not. So you could apply for a free publisher account on CommissionJunctionCJ.com, which you should in the first place because they have hundreds of affiliate programs. You'll need a website, right? That's the first thing that you need, but a basic website, nothing fancy. And then you have to see if eBay's still in there, and if not, eBay would be listing their own affiliate program on their site. Again, I don't have time to check it right now. I'm answering questions, but if someone knows if they've transitioned to the new affiliate program, if you just want to post me a message and I'll review it later. They were changing or they already did, and again, my project managers kind of do all that stuff for me. So I only get the checks, right, which is a good thing to do. Okay, so when you're new, my friend, you want to start at the beginning. Start with one niche market and do the step-by-step that I mentioned. Don't try too much. Don't try all these different traffic techniques. Be stable and consistent. Consistency is the most important word that I'm going to use today. The second most important word is going to be diversification. So we don't just do one thing. We do the diversified traffic, and I gave you the basics of an article, submission strategies, Squidoo is Web 2.0, and basic free blog hosting. So, again, we also want to be consistent, and we want to be diversified. Two most important words for today. Okay, Rick from Atlanta, what is the most profitable source of traffic today? Doing the research right the first time, my friends. The profitability of traffic has nothing to do with anything but the keyword and the that you're targeting, that you've tested and know that's going to convert, and the landing page that you've tested. So all traffic is traffic. I don't care if it comes from Squidoo, Batter Networks, AdWords, anything. Doesn't really matter. As far as the most consistent source of traffic, I would say AdWords is, because you can get a campaign going very quickly, and you could choose to pay for traffic and then monitor what's happening. So a profitable source of traffic, you're asking the question in the wrong way again. We have to flip it on its head, but I think the most consistent way to generate traffic quickly is still AdWords in this day, so you want to understand AdWords. Okay, Andre from Los Angeles. Help, I'm a newbie. You know what, my friend, we were all newbies once. For me, it was 1999, so it was a little bit little time ago, but I remember just starting out. Do you recommend that I start out with an e-commerce site, an affiliate site, or just look for a niche and create my own product? Okay, my friend, for newbies starting out, I suggest starting as an affiliate. You can go off of other people's proven landing pages that they've already proven to convert, and pick a market, pick one market, do the type of research and traffic plan that I gave you, which was, you know, the consistent traffic and diversified traffic across the three basic system points, which is article marketing, free blog hosting, and Squidoo, which is your start of Web 2.0. From there, you can then start to develop your own info product. So you want to pay attention to what people are buying through your site. You want to start list building from day one. The other key for all this stuff is everything we need to do needs to be building a list. It is very, very important. So even just on everything that you do, start with your own landing page, build a list. If you're just starting out, the best list building concept would just to use Aweber, AWEBER.com. It's like $20 or $25 a month. I think they changed their pricing recently or whatever. Worth every nickel. Build a list with everything that you're doing. So that way when you're ready to do your own information product, you could survey your users and send them an email and say, hey, answer these five questions about what problem you're having or what you're really looking for, and then you actually have a list to sell your own product when you're ready. And I don't build information products without surveying the market and without looking at things like Yahoo Answers and Board Tracker, where I can see what people are really interested in and what questions they have. Because if I can't solve people's problems, then guess what? No one is going to I can't do anything, right? I can't, you know, I don't even know what ebook to start. So again, we have to start from that point. So build the list, my friend. Stay focused. Start with one affiliate site. Go to commissionjunction.com. Pick one, and then you're going to create your own site and landing page. Start building a list, and just build from there. Baby steps. We all started walking with baby steps. Okay, guys, keep your questions coming. In the Instant Teleseminar page, we are at 189 questions. So please keep asking questions, guys. Instant Teleseminar page, your name, where you are, and the shorter questions are better for me. Wow, okay. Scott from Austin. This is a long one. Let me see if I could try to summarize this. Let's see. Oh, you know what? This is just a follow-up for the network marketing one. Okay, yeah, I answered that already. Okay, let's see. John from Woodland Hills. You live in a beautiful area, John. I love Woodland Hills. Okay. I do not have my own website or blog yet. I do have a self-replicated capture page as an affiliate. If I submit articles to an article directory, can I still benefit by directing traffic to my replicated site? Yes, you can, but I would suggest that you actually move that to just your own basic domain. Just register a domain on GoDaddy. Set up hosting for $3 a month. And start building traffic to your own domain. I don't really like working off of affiliate replicated sites off their own domains. You can do that, but I would just move, you know, for a few bucks a month in a domain name, just move very simply to your own domain. Don't get stuck by the technology. You can go to elance.com, or you can go to rentacoder.com, and for like 20 bucks, someone will, you know, set up basically a copy of that replicated page, and I, you know, use your own autoresponder with AWeber instead of you even running to theirs. If it makes sense, you know, it depends on what their sales flow is. There might be a good reason to their autoresponder account or program you're running. But I believe in taking ownership and responsibility for this stuff. So don't get stuck in the technology. There are people who are very happy to solve your technical problems for like $20 or $50 on Elance. You should not be stuck, and I see this all the time. People are stuck with issues that would that is a $20 to $50 problem. Drives me crazy. Okay. Keith from Charlotte. If a newbie had to make $10,000 in the next 4 weeks online, what steps would you have them follow in order to succeed? Okay, first of all, reset your expectations. Newbies aren't making $10,000 a month. It just doesn't work like that. It is baby steps. You know, you make $10,000 a month, I don't know, put $5,000 or $6,000 in AdWords and hope that you can get a 50% return on your money and that your AdWords testing from starting out is better than everyone else's. And the reality is it ain't going to happen. So I'm here to tell you today that it ain't going to happen. If it happens, I'm sure most people get lucky. Most people can't replicate that type of success. We start with baby steps. We start with mini milestones. Get it out of your head, the get-rich-quick thing. I'm going to be a little tough sometimes on some of these questions because you guys aren't spending time with me today for me to sugarcoat things and to be nice to you. I used to start up being very nice. Oh, you can do this and this, and I realize I'm not helping anybody. So I'm going to tell you how it is. Newbies don't make $10,000 in the next 4 weeks online. I don't care who you are. Maybe you get lucky. You have to reset your expectations. Why don't you set an expectation of getting one site online? Why don't you have an expectation of generating one lead and getting one sale and making $30 and then build from there? You can make $30 online. You can make $10,000. It's just a matter of scale and leverage. But you need to start with a plan. So you're asking the wrong question. The question is, how do I get focused, start one niche website, understand what keywords are going to convert, build a simple traffic strategy that I can replicate and scale from there? How do I get to my first $30? Once you get to your first $30, you can answer the question, how did you get to $10,000? And then from $30, you say, how do I make $1,000 next month, $2,000 less next month? You are setting yourself up to fail, thinking and hoping and praying you're going to make 10 grand your first month out there. What's going to happen is, even if you do amazing and make 2 grand, you're disappointed in yourself and you think you failed because you only made 2 grand out of 10 grand. Your expectation should be one sale. So that way you feel successful and then you scale from there. We just broke 200 questions, 202 questions. Keep on typing in your questions, guys. So, again, Keith, I don't mean to give you a hard time, and I hope you're not in a financial situation where you require 10 grand in the next 4 weeks or, you know, something bad happens, but just not going to happen, man. We need to start from the beginning and reset all of our goals. Andrea from New York, my backyard, okay. The top 3 to 5 methods you use to target a traffic to your site. Okay, so I mentioned it again. You asked for 5, so I'll expand it from 3 to 5. So the first key is to flip targeted traffic on its head and start actually understanding what targeted traffic really means, what buyers are actually searching for, not guessing. That's the first step. So the 3 I gave you already was article submission. Article submission, everyone's like, ah, that's not sexy, that's old school. You know what? I was talking about this the other night with Keith Baxter. Through 5 years of log files, 5 years of analytics, the most consistent source of traffic I have 5 years of log files is article marketing. Works consistently every day. I gave you step number 2, which is learning Web 2.0 by starting with Squidoo. Step number 3 was free blog posts, so starting with WordPress.com. I'll give you 2 more. Video marketing. Go get yourself a camera, a little video, get it out on YouTube, link back to through my list here to build targeted traffic. We talked about do a press release. There you go. Do a press release. Go to PRWeb.com, invest $80. If you're not willing to invest $80 in your niche market, my opinion, you shouldn't be in that niche market. If you don't think you're going to make $80, don't bother doing it. So I would suggest for number five, do a press release. There are free press release services, but for me, spend the $80 on PRWeb. It gives you a wonderful one-way backlink to your website, especially as a new website. It will really, really help you. It also gets you in Google News. I'm a big fan of PRWeb. Okay, Mark from Stony Brook, New York. I know where you live, man. Okay, good. Hello, complete newbie here. Welcome, man. Again, keep asking questions. I want to hear questions from people at every level, whether you're just starting out or whether you've been doing this for a long time. I want to hear all of your questions. Let me summarize this here. I've read many different ways to generate traffic. What would you suggest by someone starting out with a weekly, monthly budget of $30 in about 5 hours? Okay, that's a good point that you're putting this in the realm of not only what your budget is, but your time is. And that becomes an issue with people because if you're working, you know, full time already, we obviously don't have, you know, 60 or 80 hours a week invest in our online business many times. So that is a very good question to do. Okay, so you have $30 a week. So what I would be doing is I'd be spending $30 a week on AdWords and set up a daily campaign budget of, you know, maybe $5 or $10 based on what your click costs are because you got to generate some traffic and run it every week. And as far as 5 hours ago, I would spend a little time investing in setting up your AdWords account, and you're going to learn what keywords people are actually searching in when you track at a keyword level. You'll also learn very clearly what keywords are converting because I would actually then develop people to a squeeze page and then track what's actually converting. His products are informational, they're e-books and videos, and a better way is to use your computer. Okay, so that's obviously a good market. So I would be testing with AdWords to see what people are actually searching for related to how-to guides for computers. And you're going to be building a list with it, so your $30 is giving you market research, and you're also building your list, which obviously is an asset for you to focus on, and everything we do is focused around the asset of link building. And then you want to be surveying your users. There's free survey packages. I've been suggesting to use SurveyMonkey also, which has a free version, and then I think they have like a $200 version or something like that. But you're on a budget, so just do a free version. So then survey your users. Ask them what their problems are and focus your content and your projects and videos around that. It's very, very important, again, to understand what our users want, not for us to make assumptions what they think they want. So that's what I would do, my friend. And then what else I would do is I would get that little flip camera. So, you know, it's going to be a month of your budget because it's 100 and something bucks. But go get one of those and walk around town, whatever. Tape yourself talking about fixing computer problems. Get Camtasia is a few hundred bucks. You could use Jing Project, JingProject.com. Do screen captures. Do little videos of what you're doing. You mentioned you have videos. You probably already have them. Spend time getting your videos out on YouTube and spend time researching the keywords that you're using in your titles and, of course, direct people back in your YouTube profile and on the video talk about what your URL is and drive them to a squeeze page. That's what I would do, my friend. So that's a great question. I got $30 a week and 5 hours a week. What do I do? That's exactly what I would do, my friend. Hope that was helpful. Okay. Doug from Sydney, Australia. I love when we have everyone from out of the country because it's like the middle of the night. Hi, what is the maximum number of bookmarks you should do on one site per day, or does that matter at all? And, again, it's a little bit more of an advanced question, but that is perfectly fine. Let me just see here for a second here. Okay. I like to show a natural build on new sites, especially sites that you're going to build out an authority site for. So we have two concepts in website building. We have disposable domains, which are things for a quick hit where you hope to make a little bit of money, and if it burns out, if it gets blown out of Google, who cares? And we have the long-term, more authority-based sites where this is a site I want to grow and live with for a long time, build a significant customer base, and hopefully sell at the end of the day, right? Which is kind of the end goal for all of these conversations. So what we're going to do here is, let's see, sorry, I'm just looking through here. So you want, again, it depends if it's a disposable site. If it's a site that you're just trying to make some quick money in, as many bookmarks as you can generate. If it's a site that you want to stick around and build slower, it is unrealistic and unnatural for a brand new site to generate more than, you know, one or two bookmarks a day or even every few days. You got to slow it down for the authority sites and then in the beginning. And then you speed things up because as sites age, they typically get more popular. So then you can increase it to, you know, a few more bookmarks a day. For the more quote unquote black hat stuff, or when we're hitting disposable sites, as many as you have the ability or automation to build, my friend. He's talking about my bookmark generation.com project. So you know, again, if you're using that automated project, you can build a lot of these things. Okay. Booker from Pine Forge, he's having difficulty creating traffic. We all are, my friend. I still have difficulty getting as much traffic as I can. There is no such thing as too much traffic. Are safe lists a good way to get started? No. We never buy lists or use any concept of safe lists. Bad. Bad equals spam. Bad equals unhappy people. Bad equals no money. So the answer is no. We never, ever, ever, ever even consider that. It's a bad word. Okay, Dwayne didn't tell me his country, so I'm going to pretend that Dwayne, what country haven't I heard from in a while? Dwayne is going to be in Japan today, since he didn't answer the country, and that way I could tell my kids that I had someone on my call who was in Japan, because I always like to tell them where everyone is, and we look at a globe afterwards, and it's kind of a little fun exercise. So, Dwayne, you are now in Japan. Okay, which specific method has consistently brought you the most targeted traffic for your products in the shortest amount of time? Okay, that's a great question. He has a second part to it. So article submissions, my friend, a consistent five-year log file, say articles. Second part, for the Web 2.0 part of it, name the specific Web 2.0 site that has brought me the most targeted traffic. So obviously I spent a lot of time in Web 2.0. It's what conversation domination is all about. Bookmarkgeneration.com, you know, helps to automate the bookmarking process within that, you know, and so on. So for me on the Web 2.0 answer, it's still Squidoo. You know, I look at my log files and it's Squidoo, followed very closely by WordPress.com. Again, as the free blog host, not your own hosted WordPress on your own domain. Wetpaint.com is up there, and I'm still getting a lot of traffic from a funky little site. If you're in conversation domination, you've heard me talk about it. Not, you might not be familiar with the property. Bumpzee, BUMPZEE.com. It is a dig clone, so it's sort of like a social news little site, and I just get really decent consistent traffic from them, and it tends to rank really well. So Dwayne, and he's in Japan as far as I'm concerned. Okay. Nikia from Orlando, do you use any type of software or program that helps you pick the right keyword before you run a PPC campaign, like a program that helps you determine the potential conversion of the keywords? Do you recommend such a program? Let's see. She's just a beginner. She's trying to avoid the costly selection error. Okay. Yes, I use KeywordSecret.com. I actually just recently relaunched that with Jeff Alderson, who was the original developer oh my God, how am I blank on this stuff? I can't believe this stuff. How did I just go blank? Traffic Equalizer. Sorry, it's been a long day already. We just re-released that. So that works directly with the Google AdWords API. If you want to use a free tool, go to Google and type in Google External Keyword Tool. I wish they had a good URL for it, but you got to Google it. And you can use their tool for free, and it'll give you some suggestions for your market. So I start from there. But at the end of the day, you have to test. And do you wind up spending some money on it? Yes. But if you're not testing with, you know, when you're running with AdWords, if you're expecting every campaign and every keyword to be profitable, you're screwed. You have to start with the intention of then I'm going to spend a little bit of money, I'm going to track. So doing AdWords without tracking at a keyword level is a waste of time. You should not run a campaign. And, you know, there is a little bit of a costly, you know, keyword selection error. It's really not an error because we're learning what the market is doing and we're learning how people respond to our landing pages and we're learning on what's converting at a keyword level. So I don't really consider that an error at all, and it's really what we need to do. Okay, let's see. So Greg from Union. I don't know where that is. So we're going to make Greg live in Russia. Okay, so Greg, now you live in Russia, so I can point it out to my kids on the map. And Rebbe from Gaza, so I'm assuming, I don't know if that's in Israel, maybe he hopes he wins. I don't know what he's going to win, but okay, good luck, Rebbe. I don't know what he was going for. Okay, sorry. So Greg, who now is in Russia, a very simple question. From what single source do you drive the most of your traffic? My friend, it is diversified. I don't have a single source I develop all my traffic from. If I did, I would be failing myself and my family. That's how you lose. That's how you lose businesses, lose money, lose sleep. We need to be diversified. It is super, super important. Someone from Hyperbad, how do we make money online? Well, that's kind of a generic question, but the answer is you start with one niche market and focus, and you test to see what keywords matter, and then you have a consistent and diversified traffic plan. Okay, let's see. Someone from Latvia is on the call, but I actually didn't understand your question. I apologize. So, okay, Tatsu from Monterey Park, California. Okay, I've been hearing about Dr. Mike talk about building a list. What do I need to start to begin? What do I need to do to build my list? Okay, the first thing is an autoresponder. So, again, I suggest Aweber, AWEBER.com. I don't know, $20 a month, $25 a month, whatever the pricing is today. And you need to have a focused plan on why someone is going to give you their name and email and potentially the full lead, postal and phone number. Why is somebody going to trade permission from that information? You have to give something of value. So you need to think through that. So it's not just a matter of like, oh, I need to build a list. It's, yes, it's the core of everything that we do. It is the most important. It is the most important asset, 110%. But you need to have a plan for this and a reason why someone would actually trade their permission for their contact information for you. Okay, let's see. Rico from Jakarta, what is the best cloaking method for AdWords? You know what, my friend? There ain't no cloaking methods for AdWords. You know why? Two words, manual review. Google has been doing more and more manual reviews on AdWords, so cloaking in AdWords is a very, very short-term concept. I don't even bother. Okay. William from Cape Town. I think that's South Africa. That's good. I'll show that to the kids on the map. Okay. How does one keep up with all the submissions of Web 2.0 sites? I find this quite challenging, as I have a number of my sites use the same copy for all the sites. So I use the same copy. I'm not sure I understand the last part of that. How do you keep track of it? One, if you're doing it yourself, you could use a similar tool. I like to use Google Docs, Google Spreadsheet. It's basically Excel but online. And the goal is to then obviously have this outsourced. And I mentioned we just released outsourcingstepbystep.com. And in outsourcingstepbystep.com, we train you how to start managing outsourced talent. But the key is you need to track this. It's very important. So I suggest using Google Docs, Google Spreadsheet is really the best way to do this. Okay, let's see. If you could only submit to three Web 2.0 sites, which three would it be most bang for your buck? Okay, I'm going to move away from the free blog host and video for this. We'll get more sort of pure what people think of as Web 2.0. Squidoo, Wet Paint, and Hub Pages, three kind of fairly standard ones. And in conversation domination, we have, 50, 60 of these things that we talk about. But for the purpose of those are the three that I would use. So, all right, let me reload these questions. Wow, we have 134 questions. Okay, let's keep on moving up here. Now I got to put on my glasses. Okay, guys, keep on asking your questions. It's 45 minutes in. I plan to run another, 25, 30 minutes of questions, so keep them coming. Hold on here. hang on, let me just go through. I'm just trying to summarize some of these questions now because I'm never going to be able to get all of these done at the same time. Okay. We talked about the $30 question, which was a great point. Hang on, guys. Let me just make sure that I'm pulling this. just trying to summarize this stuff. Bear with me. Yeah, when we do this stuff live, it's always a lot of fun because I need to read this and see which ones I've answered. Network marketing, got that one already. Profitable source of traffic. E-commerce, sorry, I'm just making sure that I'm trying to just go through the last ones and summarize stuff. Okay, Will from Reno. What's the best way to communicate project criteria to outsourcers? Is there one spreadsheet or software available? There is some standards. I mean, in conversation domination, we standardize that process. Outside of that, specific phases and projects, I do suggest using Google spreadsheets again, as I mentioned before. And there really isn't an industry standard, so it's just a matter of coming up with something that you're comfortable with that you can properly train your outsourcers on. The key thing on outsourcing is that they need to be trained, and you need to set goals and communication expectations and deadlines. If you don't do that, it's your fault, not the outsourcer's fault. I see people all the time blame outsourcers. Oh, they didn't do this. And when I dig into it and I actually drill the website owner, who, again, it's a business owner. We talk about the concept that we are the CEO of our web businesses and that this is not a hobby. It is a business. And I do still believe in that very much. Most of the time, outsourcing fails because of us, the business owners, that we didn't give enough proper information and we didn't set expectations of what we really wanted the outsourcers to do. So I'd say you do your training up front, and again, we cover this in a lot of detail in Outsourcing Step by Step, so I would suggest that you guys check that out. And I mentioned we have a $1 trial for the first audio on that. It's outsourcingstepbystep.com. You'll see a link to that in the same email that that got you to this call today. And I would suggest using Google spreadsheets on that. Okay. Let's see. Okay, Terrence from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm just getting started, and I want to become become successful with my internet business. Every time I buy some products, it doesn't help me with what I need to set up properly. How do I get from setting up a blog, finding the niche, without having to rob a bank to get this done? I don't have a budget to work with. Okay, Terrence, it sounds like you're not being focused enough. And when it comes to information products and marketing, you also want to start one product at a time where you can. It sounds like you have paralysis by analysis, which basically means that you have too many things and it's confusing you and you're stuck from moving forward. So what you need to do is you need to just focus on one niche market, focus on one simple set of keywords, and build from there and test from there and use the resources and the flow that I talked about earlier on this call. It just sounds like you're trying to bite off too much at the end of the day. Jeff from Columbus, I'm assuming Ohio. Can you help a complete newbie on information overload? There we go, which is sort of the same concept of paralysis by analysis. I forget the order of that, too. Cut through all of the clutter. What is the best book, website, blog for a complete newbie to read? There's really no answer to that stuff. It's just, I laid it out kind of here. I've shared it in some of the Freeline videos that I did with Online Profit Workshop. I mean, it's just a matter of you picking one person. Everyone who is publishing content in internet marketing, everyone, including myself, of course, we have our ups and downs, our pros and cons. It's more about communication style. You pick someone you're comfortable with, pick someone you trust, and then just learn from one person at a time. I find that's the main thing is you wind up with clutter, you wind up with so much stuff, and then it gets you nowhere. It actually hurts you because at the end of the day, you wind up with information overload or clutter. So pick one training source, one plan, and then just follow that step by step before you move on. I think what happens is people will try to bite off too much more than then they can chew not only for a number of niches, but also in their training content. So again, I just saw, man, a whole bunch of new people joined the webcast. If you have questions, please type them in an instant teleseminar. Give me your name and your location, and I will do my best to answer it. And welcome, everyone. We have, 267 questions, it looks like. 267 is our question count right now. I anticipate that we should probably break the 300 question mark, which is awesome. So keep asking, guys. Okay, Derek Goodwin, Kansas City. You're giving a lot of great information, but what would you say is a step-by-step approach to putting this information to use? I'm looking for the layout and plan where I could have say with confidence that if I follow these steps, I could tell my employer goodbye in the next 12 months. Well, congratulations, man. That's a wonderful goal. And, of course, it boils down to getting the right kind of traffic to your sites. Okay, my friend, here's what it is, Derek. You spend $50 on testing an AdWords campaign to a landing page. Pick one niche market. In your landing page, give people some valuable content. Ask them to opt in for a little bit more content in the form of a report and survey them. Ask what they want. Track at a keyword level. See which keywords are directly coming to your site. See which ones are converting to leads. And look at the survey results and listen to people. When people tell you what their problems are and what, from the questions that you ask them in the survey, build products and find affiliate offers and promotions and write autoresponders that are meeting those requirements and needs. The market will tell you what you want. You just need to open up your ears and ask them. And then the keywords that give you those results based on that initial research, you use the traffic steps that I mentioned on the call, and you start to use more Web 2.0, more conversation domination style techniques over time to build more traffic and scale. But you have to start there. Without starting with that research and surveying process, you don't even know what to do. So you got to start there. Okay. Donna from Aurelia. I don't know where that is. I'm going to have to Google that on the map. Okay. How can you get traffic to your offer or unless that's her last name and maybe not her location. I don't know. It might be her last name. Okay. How do you get traffic to your offer or an affiliate offer? You're just starting out and don't have the budget to hire outsourcing. Okay. Well, you don't start outsourcing day one. It's important to learn from outsourcing today because it's a process that takes a long time to master and learn about. You just use the steps that I mentioned. You start with AdWords to figure out which keywords actually make sense for your campaign. You survey your market, spend time looking at Yahoo Answers and Board Tracker, and then understand how to position your offer and how to market it. You have to start at that level. Okay, let's keep on going through here. Sarah from Carlton. So I don't know if that's Carlton a location or Sarah Carlton. Hey, Howie, what is your favorite remote blogging? Remote blogging means free blog hosts to use to create a blog ring or a blog farm. Or do I not do that? Of course I do that. The hat that I wear is not white. Okay. How do you use RSS feeds on your remote blogs? Do you use remote blogs for backlinks or for actual traffic? What is your favorite way of driving traffic? Okay. That all around blog farms. Blog farm is the concept of having multiple blogs. So I do this with free blog hosts, so it's a concept of multiple blogs on things like WordPress.com. I'll give you a few other resources. Blogspot, which is Blogger, which is owned by Google. Clear Blogs is another one that I would suggest. Yahoo 360 is owned by Yahoo. LiveSpace is owned by MSN. There's a lot more free blog hosts, but those are four or five for you to start with. And you'd put similar contents in a one niche around that ring of blogs in a blog farm, and you focus that traffic back to one landing page. And it's yes, yes, and yes. It is backlinks to that landing page, yes, and I get actual traffic there, yes. I get both. So I use blog forms as part of our strategy, and it is one of the phases in conversation domination also. How do I use the RSS feeds? I ping them. One of the key things I started talking about in conversation domination is that every Web 2.0 property and every blog has an RSS feed. Everything with an RSS feed needs to be pinged. So I use pingomatic.com or PingGoat, and I rotate the use of both of them and make sure all of your free blog hosts are pinged. Okay, Don Tomlinson from Pacific Grove, California. Do your internet marketing methods apply to any online business, or are they directed towards a particular niche market? Dawn, this is for everything. I run offline businesses. I have a financial services company that has events offline. I build leads for that. I am in the feminine hygiene market, obviously with a pen name and a persona. It's not me selling feminine hygiene products. I sell $20,000 Rolexes online. I sell cruises. I sell real estate leads. I sell insurance leads. I sell you know, cars through eBay. I sell everything. I'm in every niche market. This works in every niche market 100%. This is not only for internet marketing. My biggest thing, in another comment, is that when you are looking for internet marketing or information marketing products, make sure who you're learning from is not only working in the IM space, the internet marketing space. The majority of my income comes outside of selling information products, which is very, very important. Okay, Richard from West Hills, I think I answered that. How do I ping my blogger.com blog? You just take the URL, go to Ping-O-Matic, drop it in there, and it will bling. It will bling. There we go. It will ping. Ha, bling, ping. There we go. Okay, Gilbert from Daytona Beach. Let's see, trying to put this stuff together. He's an ex-carpenter just starting out. I think I answered that question. I think I gave sort of step-by-step what you do to start. Understand your market, looking at Yahoo Answers and BoardTracker.com, and then run your AdWords tests to a simple landing page that you create. Use AWeber.com. Use SurveyMonkey and ask what they want. Track at a keyword level what keywords they're looking for and what's converting. Answered that one already. And again, if you're coming in a little late, I just saw a whole other slew of people. You guys don't know what Eastern means. I see a whole bunch of people come on closer to 3 o'clock Eastern instead of 2 o'clock Eastern. But the replay is available. Basically, at the end of this recording, 3 minutes or less after I say goodbye, which is the next 15 or 20 minutes, the replay will be available on this page. You can listen to the whole audio from the beginning and or download the MP3. All right, that's another network marketing question. I answered that. Radar Roy from Arizona. What's up, Radar Roy? Okay, no one asked me what I was wearing yet, which is good. All right, well, Donald from Reston. Wow, another network marketing question. It's interesting. The first question was, you know, is there going to be more of a pull towards network marketing with the recession? And I answered yes. I'm seeing a lot of network marketing questions. So the concept of network marketing is building leads and lead generation. So all the principles that I've talked about today fit very well. But, again, you need to tell a story. You need people to identify with your persona. Very, very important. And I really strongly suggest the use of video in this process also. Very, very important. Ah, I got someone from Barcelona, Spain, actually. They said, bonjour. So if you're in Barcelona, Spain, you don't speak French to say bonjour. That's interesting. Okay, I'll let you get away with that one. Or maybe you're a French person in Barcelona, Spain. Sorry, I'm just reading through this stuff. okay. Yeah, a lot of network marketing-related questions. Again, a niche is a niche. A landing page is a landing page. You need to build relationships with your members. You need to build targeted traffic that matters by testing it. You need to be in conversations that people want to participate in by looking at Yahoo Answers and Board Tracker, and you need to survey your users and see what they want. Very important. Susan from Kissimmee, Florida. I love Kissimmee, Florida. I was in Orlando last week, I guess. Okay. Is this really simple enough for someone with a degree in stupid to understand? I need something really simple when I learn the routines. Can this be done for all categories of sales, or is it specifically for real estate? Okay, this is not a real estate call, Susan. This is a general marketing call, and I tried to lay this out. I never want to call anyone stupid, but I tried to lay this out in a way that anyone can follow step by step today. So, and again, this is any niche. Okay, Frank Tolentino from Florida. I've been practicing the techniques taught in conversation domination, phase one and two, and we are doing this for our clients, and we are getting top rankings on Google. Class, that's awesome. So I'm glad that you're getting top rankings on Google for your clients. It is so effective. Good man. My questions are, is this still considered black hat technique? No, it does not have to be. Black hat technique is typically when you're either cloaking or at the level where where you're doing this in extreme volume. So if you're just doing phase one and two for one domain, that to me is really gray hat in my definition. Some people will question that, but again, my call, I get to define things as the way that I want. So to me, that's gray hat. Do we have other phases? Yeah, we just released phase four last night in Conversation Domination on a call. This is a great question. Do you have techniques that will place top rankings not only on Google, because I'm dominating Google, but on Yahoo and MSN? It's a great question. Yahoo is different than MSN, which is different than Google. MSN, they got their head up their butts. I don't even get any refers from them in general. It takes a long time for them to index new content. I don't even worry about them. Yahoo, it's more random than Google. Google, I can depend on consistent traffic. Yahoo, if I wish I had an answer for you, to be honest, it's hit or miss. Some stuff works on Yahoo great, and sometimes it doesn't. And it's just kind of the way that it is. But Google is the market share leader, so that's really what we want to focus on. Okay. RB from Santa Barbara, California. I love Santa Barbara, one of the most beautiful places in the world to live. Do you use or recommend article spinners? No, I do not. They're a waste of time. I don't want to get into the concept of LSI today, but as Google and the other search engines get smarter, that concept of article spinning will actually begin to hurt you. Mass article submission services, sure, I've tried them all. If you want to spend some time and get pretty deep on this stuff, I like, I still like Article Post Robot, but again, that is a very aggressive tool. Most people don't need that level. To me, at this point, my article strategy is just simple. Just submit to easyandarticles.com, articlecity.com, goarticles.com, and InfoSuite, InfoSweet.com, InfoSuite.com. The last one is Dr. Mike and mine, so I spelled that one to give myself some props. So, you don't have to go to mass article submissions when you're just starting out. As you're scaling this and have more and more domains and more articles, then you need to start looking at that. Lee from Connecticut. Hey, Lee, I'm in Connecticut too. Where can I get the best SEO info to set up free Google ads? Well, my friend, Google ads are not free. That's AdWords. So when it comes to SEO info, that's free traffic. So, again, we want to always make sure that we understand our definitions, especially if you're just starting out. If you don't understand your definitions, you don't know the right questions to ask. So if you're not sure of a definition, ask it, and I'll be very happy to help you understand it. So, again, you got those things crossed. Tim from Hong Kong, awesome. I could show that on the map to my kids. Big question for me, if that's for him. Okay, they have three landing pages, one sales page, and then either an upsell or a downsell. How do I track who's buying what using analytics? Typically it would be in an order where you start from a sales page and then you go to the upsell and the downsell. The upsell page, if someone completes it, you typically would have a thank you page. If someone does not do the upsell from the initial sale, you would have a thank you page, and you'd have a thank you page if someone did not do the downsell. So you really have three thank you pages. So you put analytics on each of the three of those, and you can actually see not only from your merchant account or PayPal who's buying what, but you'd also have some analytics at that level because people are reaching those thank you pages differently. Okay, I hope that answered the question. How do we get Conversation Domination on CDs and DVDs, James from Ann Arbor? You cannot, my friend. It is an online content. We release content every week, sometimes multiple times a week, so I couldn't be shipping DVDs or CDs. That's old-fashioned. This is real-time information. Okay, for Conversation Domination, again, all online. Greg from Fort Washington, Maryland, or Greg Fort? I don't know. I guess there's a Fort Washington, Maryland. Okay. How would you go about building a buzz in the marketplace for a new product without JVs? Okay. It's really hard to be JV dependent, especially when you're just starting out, because JVs are all about relationships. So the way to build JVs, the only way to do this when you're new, even when you're not new, is 100%. With live events, and I'm going to be talking about the live event that Dr. Mike and I are doing next week in Austin, Texas in a few moments. But the only way to do that is through live events, because otherwise you're just sending emails out into the vacuum. So we need to be attending live events to build JV relationships. So how do you go about building buzz? Videos and press releases are the best way to build buzz. Okay, Tim from Hong Kong again. Let's see. How can I find out what is wrong when using Google site targeted traffic? So that's the concept of placement targeting in Google. Let's see. Problems. Okay, they're saying specific URLs aren't running. That sounds like an account issue, Tim. I would just send an email through your Google account. Sounds like there's just maybe one of your ads are not being approved. That's or the URL is not being approved properly. It sounds like that's what's going on. And yes, I do use placement targeting within AdWords also, but I only use it after I've already tested for my keywords and after I've already tested my landing page and know that it's going to convert. I use placement targeting and the content network in AdWords after I've done my basic testing so that I know something's going to convert already. Let's see, Elena from California. How would you go about entering a highly competitive market as an affiliate? Well, if you're just starting out, Elena, I wouldn't. I would start out with something that is a little bit simpler and a little bit less competitive. As you get more experience and you keep your business journal and understand what you've worked on and when things have worked and when things haven't worked, then it's appropriate to get into more competitive markets. When I assume 1% conversion on my page, well, you know what? We don't make assumptions. We test. No idea if it's 0.001 or 10%. It's very, very hard to make assumptions. So she's concerned that she's unable to advertise on Google AdWords. You know what? You don't know. You test it. You set up the budget that you can, and you test it. It's very, very important. Would you recommend going to the content or banner network? You know what? I'd say sure, but only after I test with AdWords. You have to have a budget to test, and I like to test on the search network first, see the results, then I'll run on content network. And when you have traffic and a landing page, when you have a landing page that you know is converting in a market, that's the only time I ever look at banner networks. The problem that people have is, and this happens all the time, is they wind up running traffic to landing pages that they have not tested, and it's a user mistake. So Bob Gabby from Camarillo, California, is listening in from vacation to Montreal, Canada. I love Montreal. Enjoy vacation, man. Hope that this is worthwhile you listening into when you're on vacation. My wife would yell at me. Okay. May from Athens, Greece. Excellent. I just put another – I have my little map here, and I actually put little dots when there's interesting locations, so I can talk about it later. Okay. When you outsource your Squiddy lenses and you're using, you know, affiliate links on it, do you get them to open up accounts in their own name, and do you give them the eBay affiliate link? So it's not their own name that we're dealing with when we're creating accounts. It's, you know, typically we're creating accounts as personas because we're doing volumes of accounts. So, yes, I have my outsourcers create their own accounts. And, yes, you have to give them the affiliate links because if you don't, then you don't know what they're using. So you have to got to give them your affiliate links. Carol Ann from San Diego. How are you doing, Carol Ann? Carol Ann is a beautiful example of someone who takes action. She's using conversation domination right now to outrank Amazon and all the big box retailers also, selling barbecues online, which is a hot trend and hot topic right now considering it's summertime. So I always like to give Carol Ann props because she's just kicking butt. She's saying eBay is now showing their affiliate program as the eBay Partner Network, and you register with them, so it looks like it has changed already. Okay, thank you, Carolyn. So again, so for new people, you'd register through eBay on their affiliate program. I just haven't looked at that recently because I have old accounts. Okay, Mark Reddy from Las Vegas. Hey, Allie, when you say one niche market, do you mean a broad market like HGTV or a narrow niche market like a model? How do you narrow niche market to a model number? How can you tell what will be a winner? When I say niche market, I mean the category like HGTV. I do look at the long tail of looking at model numbers. This is a great question. How do I know it's going to be a winner? I don't guess. I look at what's hot right now. If you go to Amazon, they list best-selling products in pretty much most categories at least I market in, and you guys heard all the crazy thing niches that I'm in, and I know for a fact it's HGTVs because I use that list every day, and pick the ones that are selling the best. We don't make guesses, we test. Another way to do that, in addition to Amazon, look at what's hot on eBay. Look at eBay Popular. Another way to test, look at Yahoo Answers. What questions are people asking about model numbers? So type in HGTV and look at the model numbers that are coming up in Yahoo Answers. Go to boardtracker.com, type in HGTV, look at the model numbers people are asking questions on that they like, that they're buying. Hey, I just bought this. Hey, I just bought that. You'll see lots of consistencies. You notice how this all comes together, right? Where we talk about you know, doing our research and looking at, you know, eBay and Amazon and looking at Board Tracker and looking at Yahoo Answers. This all comes together. So getting it down to model numbers and niches on conversations and products that are hot is where all the money is being made. Okay, Judith Hoffman from San Diego. How you doing, Judith? Comment on the difference between a landing page and a splash page. Same difference. I know different people have different definitions. For me, it's the same thing. Someone else might call it something else, and maybe it might be confusing, but in my world, it's the same exact thing. Let's see. George from Winnipeg. Love listening to your stuff. He wants to listen to it again and again. Well, thank you. Is it available as a download? Yes, my friend. As soon as this call ends, and that's going to be in, I don't know, I keep on extending, maybe 10, 15 minutes or something like that, this same Instant Teleseminar page that you're on is going to have the replay of this. Someone just asked, Andrew just asked, how long is the replay going to be available? She's interested in putting it on her blog. What I would suggest, if you want to put it on your blog, if you can link to traffictornadoworkshop.com, because the permanent replay will be on that site, and I'll tell you more about that site in a few minutes. The replay on Instant Teleseminar, I actually don't really know how long it lasts. So for your personal use, I'd suggest you actually download the MP3 from this page. But if you want to link to it off your blog, I would appreciate a link from Traffic Tornado Workshop. So, yeah, if you guys want to talk about this, you want to bookmark the call that you liked it, you want to blog about it, I'd really appreciate that. And, again, you'll link to traffictornadoworkshop.com where this call will be permanently hosted. Okay, let's see here. Sounds breaking up. Is the sound still breaking up? Someone type if the sound's okay here. Hopefully it's okay. And Andrea just Twittered this. Thank you, Andrea. So if you guys are Twittering this stuff, I appreciate it. And just direct people to traffictornadoworkshop.com in addition to this Instant Teleseminar link, because that's going to be the permanent link. If you use a cloak link for a site such as TinyRow, will the search engine still count it? Cloak link, you have to be, again, we want to make sure that our terms are correct. So this is Tom Justin from Las Vegas. You're talking about a redirect link? No, links are not counted when you are going through a redirect as far as link popularity goes. No, they are not. Okay, Jairo from Columbia. Actually, I have Columbia in the house. I'm marking that on my map. How do I optimize my blog so I can generate traffic and rank higher? Okay. It's all about picking the right keywords again. So we do we pick the keywords that people are interested in. Same thing. Use Technorati. I'll add one. Use Technorati to see what other bloggers are searching. Technorati.com will show you what's hot in the blogosphere on your niche. Use Yahoo Answers. Use Board Tracker. Blog about conversations that people are interested in, and they will find you. Make sure that you're pinging. So if you're using WordPress on your own domain, pinging is set up automatic. If you're using a free blog host, make sure we're hitting ping-o-matic.com. Okay. Will from Reno, what infrastructure do I need for to scale up this operation? Well, you need to learn to outsource, my friend. That's really the key. And for that, again, outsourcingstepbystep.com. We just released it yesterday. You could get the first audio for $1, outsourcingstepbystep.com. If you're not sick of listening to me today, then pick it up. If you're sick of me listening today, then, well, at least Dr. Mike will be on that one. You can listen to Mike. He's more fun than me. So, okay. Let's see. Okay, George from Canada. We have Canada in the house. Good stuff, Howie. Well, thank you. He spends about 12 hours a day doing internet marketing. All right, my friend. Well, first of all, you're spending too much time. You need to go to outsourcingstepbystep.com. Sorry to push that, but, man, you shouldn't be spending 12 hours a day doing anything in front of your computer. I don't do that. My whole life is outsourced. I spend, a little bit in the morning. I go to the gym. I hang out, especially at summertime now. I take the kids to the pool. I work at night. I read. I don't know. What do I work in front of the computer 4 or 5 hours a day maybe? But also I typically am in my computer 7 days a week. I love what I do. I'm also in front of the computer because I want to be. I could be on the computer less. I actually really love digging in and learning about this stuff and reading and seeing what other people are doing. So you're starting off the day wrong, my friend George. So he's doing internet marketing, SEO, PPC, social marketing, and writing as a contractor to outside companies. making money with the services. Okay, so the first thing you need to do is you need to outsource your outsourcing. It sounds like you're outsourcing for other people. You need to get some people working for you. So outsource step by step. Outsourcing step by step will help you with that. Also, and give you a feel for you know, what you need to be doing to step that up. So my question is, besides internet marketing, I don't have a lot of interest. You got to get some hobbies, my friend. How do you actually start any of your own products or affiliate products? I think it's about time I did something for myself. Yes, my friend, you need to stop trading hours for dollars and start working for yourself. Keep up the great work, by the way. Oh, thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying this stuff. Just pick an affiliate, you know, market that you're interested in. You know, you got to be a hobby. Do you like TVs? You know, do you like, you know, music? You know, I'd start for your first niche. Pick something that you're interested in because you're going to spend a lot of time doing it, and you could spend a lot of time maybe making some mistakes. You're doing this on behalf of other people, so you already know what to do, which is brilliant. So pick something that you like. I'm not a big fan of saying go with your passions. Pick what you love. People say that all the time, and you know, you want to pick something that makes money, right? This is not a hobby. You know, this is all about me being a capitalist, right? So I'm trying to make money with this stuff. So pick something that you believe is going to be profitable, but I would. Would suggest that you want to you do want to you know, pick something that you do enjoy also, especially if you're already spending 12 hours a day doing this stuff. Scott from Austin, how do I come up with consistent content for articles? Very easy, my friend. Yahoo Answers, Board Tracker. Every day there's new content. Go to Google News. Sign up for a Google Alert for free. They will email you or even your outsources, which I do, around your niche market. You type in the keyword that you're interested in. It'll email you news stories every damn day. You never have to worry about it or have a shortage of content ever. Very, very important. Okay. Getting towards the end of this stuff. Hi there from Columbia. Is it possible to skip the autoresponder and do without it? No, my friends. You need to be building a list. It is unacceptable to skip that. We need to be building lists in what we do. It's the core asset of everything that we do. Can conversation domination, Ernesto from San Diego, can conversation domination be used for just one specific niche site, or is it just be used for throwaway or disposable sites? No, my friend, it is used every day for authority domains, too. You just slow the process down. For the keep sites, the authority sites, you don't hit everything at once in conversation domination. Just slow it down a little bit. Let's see here. so I got that bonjour from Barcelona, Spain, which confused me. Sarah from Oregon Wine Country. I like that, Sarah. That's awesome. So is your new outsourcing step-by-step, is it videos or audios? It is audios. Let's see. I got Lee from Mystic, Connecticut. I love Mystic. I'm just saying, I think I answered most of these things. Hang on, guys. Let me just make sure that I get through this stuff. William Grigson, what's your reason for switching between ping services? Doesn't matter. Yeah, you know, the reason why is that if you have a lot of URLs to ping, they will actually block you and say you've used the service too many times today. So if you're just doing one or two things a day, it doesn't matter at all. If you are let's see, sorry, I'm just reading through these other questions. So that's the only reason why I suggest moving. If you're just worrying about one or two domains you're promoting, then you could just use Ping-O-Matic straight. The only reason to switch is I'm just taking a look. Look at the rest of these questions. The only reason to switch from that is if you're mixing stuff around. Okay. All right, let's see. So James Rands and Harbor wants to know how he can learn about conversation domination. So if you go to conversationdomination.com, you will learn all about that program, be able to watch some videos. Doug, Don from Vancouver, Canada. Hey, Don, what's up, man? I love Vancouver. How many keywords do I start with? Very few. I've changed everything in my life from having huge mass keyword lists to a small number of keyword lists, and I'm finding out that I'm just doing better with more targeted, smaller keyword lists. And you got to do the testing to start. So you start with broader keywords, and then we lower it down and get very specific. James from Ann Arbor, I'm running late. I hope you guys are okay. I see most of the people have stuck on the webinar, so a few people drop off. So I know I am running over time, but I want to answer everyone's questions. So, James from Ann Arbor, what conversion rate should one shoot for, 1 to 10%? How do you consider to know what a good conversion rate is in a niche? You don't. You test. Also, what do you define conversion? Sales or opt-in? Opt-in for me, I'm trying to get as a minimum always above a 10% opt-in rate. When it comes to sales, a lot of people say you're converting at 1%, 2%. Depends on how targeted your traffic is. I have things that convert 4, 5, 6, 7, 8% in sales because it's so targeted. So that's a tough question. You got to test, my friend. Brad from Moscow. Excellent. I did say Russia before, but I added the country for someone, but we actually have Brad from Moscow. If you're brand new to this, you need to learn the basics to build a landing page, blog design, coding before outsourcing. What program would you recommend to start the basics before you start to talk about outsourcing? Well, you do want to learn the basics first. That is a very good point, Brad. Just start with a blog. Go to WordPress.com. Don't worry about coding. Don't worry about design. Who cares? That's not what makes you money. What makes you money is putting offers and content out there. That's really what this is all about. This is all about just getting your content and offers out there. I don't care about design and technology at all. Start with WordPress.com. When you're ready to start a site, go to Rentacode or Elance and pay someone $50 to set up your own website for you. Don't even bother with any of the technology. Just don't care about it. Let's see here. This is a great question to kind of summarize this day. Maria from California, how do you keep yourself focused when you're just starting out in internet marketing? That's a wonderful question, Maria. Let me go back to the start of the call. Pay attention to who you're learning from and who you're listening to. Don't get information load and paralysis by analysis by paralysis, whatever the order that is. Focus on one training source, one person to track. Keep a business journal. Write down everything that's going on and just pick one niche. If you're trying too many traffic strategies, and if you're trying too many niches when you're starting out, you're just going to fail. It is impossible to succeed. It truly is. There's just no way that you can succeed. So I think it is critical to stay focused and pay attention to who you're learning from, and also to understand that you should be starting really with one niche to start with, because at the end of the day, you're just going to wind up seeing just so much more success when you can start at that level. Pat from Utah, how about doing a 24-hour webinar today so they can pick my brain clean? Just have some of my mint water together, and it's a PS, Conversation Domination Rocks, going to be happy with it. Well, thank you, Pat. Man, I do this for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I'm shot. I don't have the strength left to do 24 hours. That's funny. Okay, guys, this was a lot of fun. I hope I answered the majority of everyone's questions. Obviously, we're at 309 questions here. So I summarized questions, I grouped them together, but I think I covered the majority of this stuff. So where do we go from here? Okay, Dr. Mike Wu-Ming and I are hosting an event in Austin, Texas next week. It is next Friday, June 27th, and next Saturday, June 28th. The Friday portion of the event is called the Traffic Tornado Workshop, and the Saturday portion of the event is our Lead Generation Day for Lead Supreme members. This is the first time that we're actually doing a Lead Generation Day outside of the Lead Supreme membership. This is going to be our fourth or fifth, I can never count, Lead Supreme event, and it's some of the best content that we put together twice a year. So it's going to be the first time that we're allowing other people to attend who are not just Lead Supreme members. And again, this is when you attend the Traffic Tornado Workshop. So it's traffictornadoworkshop.com. It is next week in Austin, Texas, so you need to register today, this weekend. This is not something that you can register for next Thursday night and randomly show up. I mean, you can, but it's really hard for us to kind of manage that stuff, and then we wind up selling out seats and then closing registration. You have to sit in the hall. I mean, all sorts of crazy things happen. So if you are serious about kind of taking your traffic to the next level, if you want to spend a full day on Friday and also the full day Saturday with me, myself, and Dr. Mike, and Friday we have two amazing guest speakers, Gohair Chaudhry, who is the top guy in CPA ads is going to be speaking and presenting. He's also going to be talking about mobile marketing and marketing to cell phones, which is very exciting. Keith Baxter is one of my really good friends, and we've done a lot of business together. And Dr. Mike, I met Dr. Mike at an event with Keith Baxter 3 years ago. So, again, you know, events are so critical for JVs and for business relationships, too, in addition to just purely learning. And Keith is going to be presenting. Actually, I'm looking forward to the event because Keith, and on a call with me the other night, was talking a little bit about his new top-secret marketing method. And I mean top-secret because I don't even know exactly what it is. So he's going to be presenting and sharing that directly at the event. And I think that's a very important time to go through and be able to see what Keith is going to share for the first time on stage. So I'm going to be sitting there with my notebook, and you're going to get it there first at the Traffic Tornado Workshop on Friday. So that's really it. What we're going to do is we're basically going to be closing out registration just because I need a final count. And it is in Austin, Texas. It is on Friday, next Friday, June 27th, and Saturday, June 28th is early generation. So you get both days together. It is traffictornadoworkshop.com. You should see it on the bottom right-hand corner of the Instant Teleseminar page. If you're interested in learning about Traffic Tornado Workshop, you know, read the whole page, obviously. But if you have some time next weekend, if you haven't registered already, I know it's a little bit short notice, but I really think it's worth making the trip. I know the guest speakers that are going to be there, and you get to learn, you know, not only from me, so if you're not sick of me after an hour and a half today, but, you know, directly from Dr. Mike and Gohar and Keith. And again, Saturday is all about lead generation, and it's really the only way to get that content and exposure to that content is to come live. And live events are where all of my JV relationships happen. It's where all of my business relationships are forged. Again, I met Dr. Mike 3 years ago in an event with Keith Baxter. So I really do strongly suggest live events really for any time that you can. I think it's so important to pay attention to what is working and to meet other people. What I love about live events is that also you don't know who you're talking to. You don't know who you're sitting next to. What I mean by that is you could be sitting next to just, you know, a random man or woman, and they could be doing, you know, $1 million a year. They could be doing $1 million a month. You just don't know. I mean, there's so many successful people to work with and to learn. So it's not just the speakers on the site. That's actually even less important than the networking opportunity and just immersing yourselves for 2 days. And, again, you're going to get two very different sets of very complete content. Friday is all about traffic generation, and Saturday is all about list building and lead generation. So, again, it's obviously very important. We talked about the importance of building an asset and a list together. So what I wanted to do as a special thank you for anyone who's going to spend an hour and a half with me on the phone and crazy New Yorker, I got to give you something for attending the event. So if you do register for the event, and I do see names already in Instant Teleseminar, I know some of you have already registered, so you will get access to this too. I'm going to do two things. So after the event, I'm going to host a special webinar just for the people who register for Traffic Tornado Workshop from this call or listening to the replay, right? And I'll know who you are because I have all the refers on the sales. So I'll know who you are. I'm going to do a special webinar talking about how I use Web 2.0 as a weapon, and it's my concept of taking Web 2.0 traffic and really just targeting it down and in sort of a not I'm trying to think of the best way to summarize without giving it away. You know what? You're just going to have to come to Austin to see that concept in action and how we kind of put it together. But and so I'm going to do a special webinar after the event just for the people who register for the event. And if you are previously registered for the event, I see who you are already in Instant Teleseminar, and I'll make sure that you'll have access to those calls. And then the next part is I'm just looking at all the other last minute questions here about the event. And then the second thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to do an open mic call. So this call here is different because you guys are all muted and you're typing questions to me. So I'm going to change it around, and then I'm going to really kind of switch the call around where we're going to do an open mic call where everyone's going to get on the call together after the event, and you guys can ask me any question live, and we'll treat it really more like a mastermind call. And, you know, if it takes 90 minutes or whatever it takes, we'll do that live all together on the phone, which I think is very important. So, again, that's a special bonus. It's not on the sales page. I haven't even had a chance to mention that to Dr. Mike. I just figured if you guys are going to spend an hour and a half with me and then not be sick of me and really come to Austin next week and register either from this link live right now and then also via the replay, I'll be happy to do that. So, again, it's the webinar where I'm going to present Web 2.0 as a weapon, and then also an open mic call also where we just spend time just with the attendees from the group who register from this, you know, answering all of your questions after the event, because after an event, there's obviously always questions and new ideas when you get home. So, excellent. Well, thank you again, everyone. I really hope that you enjoyed this call. I like to be very respectful of everyone's time, so I hope investing 90 minutes with me today was worth your time, and I hope you did enjoy this. So thank you again, and hope to see many of you in hope to see many of you in Austin, Texas next week. So again, it is traffictornadoworkshop.com next Friday and Saturday, June 27th and 28th in Austin, Texas. Look forward to seeing you guys there. Thanks again, everyone. Have a great day.
The moderator has disconnected.